So today I want to talk to you guys about your calendar and how things can adjust and shift and how you have to constantly reassess what your life is looking like and make sure you're planning your business around your life and not the other way around. So for me, every so often throughout the year, I have a shift in what my schedule is going to be looking like. So a few weeks back, I talked to you guys here on Anchor about how I plan my day. I use Google Calendar and it's so great. On my Rosemary Watson Productions Facebook page, if you go look there, you can find a video and it will kind of break down how I use those calendars, both for me and my clients. It's been so awesome to be able to really sit down and know what I'm supposed to be working on every single day at what specific times. I have a lot of appointments that I have to meet with people. I have a lot of extracurricular activities for my kids. There's doctor's appointments. There's my husband has doctor's appointments. There's all kinds of stuff going on all the time. So I had to have a home base for my calendar, and Google Calendar has really been helpful for me. But now I have to constantly sit down week by week and say, what is my life looking like? Are there changes? Are there adjustments that need to be made? And so recently for my kids, this was the very first year that my kids decided to do sports in school. We've never done like really organized sports before. And even like we did a couple, I don't know, I think we did like soccer one year and it was the worst, so we stopped doing it. But this is the first year that they decided, okay, we're gonna try out for the school sports. So we did fall, and it kind of rocked my world. I was not really mentally prepared for as much time as it takes to have kids in sports, especially multiple kids at the same time. So we kind of did, we took winter off, so my schedule opened up quite a bit. I had a lot more time to focus on my work. So it's been really nice and really kind of liberating to not have to constantly be juggling calendars. However, spring sports tryouts just happened a couple weeks ago before spring break, and Olivia is on track and field, and Penelope made girls basketball. So I got their calendars through spring break week, and I had to go through and make adjustments. I had to see, you know, sit down and say, okay, when do my kids need me? They need me for these sports. Olivia has track meets on Saturdays. Penelope has basketball games, and especially since this is her first year and it's really Penelope's first sport, I'm going to have to be more present at the things that they need me for this year especially. So sports doesn't last very long. It's only through mid-April, so it's really only about like a month, month and a half that my schedule is going to change and adjust. But I had to sit down and really say, okay, where am I going to make that time up? You know, I have to leave early. Plus, my husband just started his own new business, and so he's going to be gone a lot more throughout the day, and so I have to make adjustments for that as well. I have to sit down and, as you know, kind of the coordinator of the household, sit down and see where I'm needed the most. And so I had to sit down and readjust all those calendars. So I no longer am getting up at 4:30 and going straight to the gym. Instead, I'm getting up at 4:30 because it's easier for me to do this. So I get up at 4:30, I check my calendar, and I respond to any emails or I respond to any text messages. That's what I did this morning, and I have it scheduled in my calendar. At 5 o'clock, I have to focus on getting Olivia ready to be at school for track. So I get up, I put together her lunch, pack her stuff, pack up my stuff so it's ready, because immediately after I drop her off, so we leave our house at 5:30, we get to her school by 6, we drop her off at track, I drive directly to the gym. I did that this morning. So I get to the gym about 6:20, I'm able to work out for about 40 minutes, I can really quick shower, get ready, be home by 7:15, 7:20-ish, and then I pick up all the rest of my kids, I throw them in the car, and we drive to school. So I do the morning routine drop off there. I drive directly to my first client's space, and then at 9 or 9:30 for the rest of the week, I can then go drive to my office. So my whole schedule, especially because of the time zone change, whatever that's called, daylight savings time, has adjusted and shifted. So I've had to adjust and shift my calendar as well. So this is just to let you guys know that when you hear me talk about my schedule and you hear me talk about my calendar, and it seems perfect, it never works out perfectly that way. Things come up. I've already had someone change a rehearsal time for my dance company for Tuesday, so I have to go in and adjust and shuffle things there at the calendar. So I just have to constantly be reassessing. And so I want you guys to do the same thing. Always week by week, look at your life, be like, what worked, what didn't work? What do I need to change? What do I need to shift? What emails am I getting? What, you know, DMs on Instagram? When are people coming into town? When do my kids need me? When does my husband need me? When is my own free time that I need to go work out or meditate or go to a yoga class or go get my nails done? Schedule that stuff in. And I've said this tip before, but when you schedule your time off as well, you don't just start shifting into things you're not supposed to be doing. Like if you're not supposed to be doing work on the weekends, then you need to schedule other things so you don't just like sneak in some work on the weekends. I don't mind working on the weekends, so I don't have that. But if I just have time open, I feel like I don't have like a checklist to go through and work on when I have a couple minutes of free time. So just really, really, really be intentional about your calendars.